Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Try to breathe comfortably. Start out with some breaths that go way down deep into the torso, energizing the torso. And then find a rhythm that feels good. If long, deep breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. It's good to find that there's a source of pleasure you can have inside simply by the way you breathe. Of course, you have to put aside all your concerns outside. This works only if you get really focused on staying with the breath all the way in, all the way out. This is a basic principle. We talk about renunciation in Buddhism. It's one of the perfections. And a lot of people don't like the idea. It sounds like just giving up things that are good, denying yourself pleasures. It's not really denial. It's more of a sense of trade. You're giving up lower pleasures for higher pleasures. Temporary pleasures for more permanent ones. It's a wise trade as well. This is why the eight precepts place so much emphasis on sense restraint. You be very careful about what you look at, what you listen to, what you smell, what you taste, what you touch. Ask yourself, when you want to look at something, why do you want to look at who in your mind is looking? Is it wisdom looking or is it greed looking? When you're listening to something, is it greed? Is it aversion listening? Or is it your wisdom? You have to be very careful, because what you bring into the mind tends to stay there. So be very careful, and also the way you bring it in. If you give greed a lot of time, if you give lust a lot of time to look at things, if you give desire a lot of time to listen to things, they become in charge of your mind, whereas you'd rather have wisdom in charge of your mind. If you have wisdom in charge of your mind, you can look inside for your pleasure because it's a lot safer. It has a much better impact on the mind. That's why the Buddha said when you go through the day, you want to exercise the restraint of the senses, but you also want to have a good place to stay inside with a sense of well-being, because otherwise the mind feels starved. And when the mind is starved, then it goes looking for, it goes garbage dumping, dumpster dumping. In other words, picking out food wherever it can, without any concern for whether it's going to be good for you or not. But if you have a sense of well-being inside, it comes simply from the way you focus on the breath, then you can be more choosy about what you take in from outside in terms of sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations. You're more in charge. The good qualities of the mind get strengthened. And then as a result, they take over. The mind is more in charge of itself. That way when the mind goes slipping off for other things that are not so good, you know, and you're not so hungry to follow. So now I can say no to that. Remembering that you're not denying yourself pleasure, you're making a trade. You're trading up. You're trading candy for gold. Think in those terms. Because the happiness that comes from within, that's a lot more solid, that's a lot more safe. Because happiness comes from outside, as the Buddha said, depends so much on other people. It's like taking borrowed goods. You go around showing off the goods of other people. When they find out, they'll take them back. And then you can't complain because they're theirs to begin with. So the pleasures we get from other people, the pleasures we get from outside are not really safe. The Buddha gives an example of a hawk taking off with a piece of meat in its claws. And other hawks and crows are going to come and attack it. You have to let go of these things. Find a source of happiness that nobody else can see, nobody else can take. The pleasure that comes from being still with your mind, still with your breath. Nobody else can see that. You can go through the day and be blissing out on the sense of well-being that comes as you learn how to focus on the breath in the right way. Nobody else has to know. Nobody else will be jealous, and nobody can take it away from you. So this is a trade-up. It's not a denial, it's a trade-up. You're going for better pleasures, wiser pleasures, more responsible pleasures. And that way, the way you look for happiness is good not only for you, but it's also good for the people around you. So everybody benefits from this virtue of renunciation. And particularly it's important that you understand it doesn't mean that you're giving things up and being denied. You're making a trade up. Just make sure that the trade is wise.